Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, man. MySpace, man. MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Look. Yeah. I get the shot you're looking at.
Hey,
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did that. No, I didn't.
Security!
Blue team, go get them!
Premeditated strike, guys. Survivor Series.
I know what it was, Book, but why?
At Survivor Series, I want you to bring your gold medal, what's left of your Raw roster, and we're all going to finish what we started. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Oh, my God!
Yo, you wanted some excitement in this wrestling shit. God damn, you've got it on Dance of this week, man. And if you're still that motherfucker complaining on the internet, you know what?
You're the problem.
Exactly. You are the problem. Shut the fuck up. This is AAMS podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that out. STFU. Shut the fuck up. That's what this episode is called, people. Simply put, shut the fuck up. It's that simple. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. I am your host, Grand Body P. I got the serial killer in the house. What's good?
All good, Mike. All good. Good pay-per-view. Good Raw. Good SmackDown building towards Survivor Series.
Wow. Wow. Considering it's a pay-per-view we wasn't supposed to get, kind of thing, due to two matches. And then what followed after that? Boys. Yo. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Wardle real quick. You know what I mean? Wherever he's in the world, if he's listening or whatever. I've told him before, I'm going to tell you again, Wardle. And it hurts me to say it as well, you know, Wardle, but you're done. It's over for you. Hand in your card. Give it to me. Your card.
Poor Wardle.
Poor Wardle. You know what I mean? Be a man, be that man of integrity. Give me a card. You're done. The man off air, you know what I mean, off the grid, man's talking about the TLC match. And, yo, it's his opinion, right? It's his opinion. But, like, the TLC match itself, he says he didn't like it. He thought it was awful. It was whack. He hasn't got around to breaking it down. He hasn't usually breaks it down why he thought it wasn't good. But up till now, I've heard no hide, no hair, not. I have heard a rasp from him.
I'm surprised he has that view, because he's an intelligent man, but...
Very.
The main event was flipping brilliant. The main event was so, so good, considering that it had to be thrown together. Literally, at last minute, I think they did a very good job.
They did.
Told a really good story.
They did.
Action was brilliant.
They did.
Had loads of different bits of stories going on all at the same time.
They did.
And the action was there. I have nothing to grumble about at all.
Not at all. Not at all. You know what I mean? They called Kurt Angle's, like, they called him, like, last minute. They said, yo, Kurt, can you do it? Kurt's like, I'll do it. Kurt didn't have to do it. Has he been training in the ring? You know what I mean? Like, I know he's supposed to have done some sort of, I don't know, not a WWE house show per se. I think he did an independent thing and, you know, he wasn't too good. And, you know, I did hear reports that people were like, he's not gonna go in the ring. He's rusty. This day, I'm like, yo, it's a TLC match. You ain't gonna go full on. You ain't gonna go. You ain't gonna pull off all your wrestling moves in your repertoire. You ain't gonna do that. You know what I mean? It's just straight ruckus. You just use steel chair and beat down people. Use a ladder and beat them down. Set up table and put them through table. That's all you gotta do. You know what I mean? Do a little taunt, you know what I mean? Hype the crowd up, that's all you gotta do. Word up, man. That match was, yo, let me tell you something, right? I was in Riley's with my Smack Talk Center people. Because just my Smack Talk Center people, if you're listening right now, right? And when I was in there, we were watching the match. And at the end of that match, I mean, not even at the end, during that match, I was up on my feet, man. I was standing up and, you know what I mean? Rooting for the Miz to get beat down. You know what I mean? For the Shield and Kurt Angle to go out there and kill him. And the whole Kane and Braun Strowman story. That was wild, yo. I mean, that could continue on to Raw, what we're going to talk about in a bit. But flip me. Everything was crazy. The question remains, is Braun Strowman now a face?
It's just one of those things that I think he's just down the middle, in so much as he just does what he wants.
Well, that's what I prefer.
Sort of tweener. I think he's just doing whatever the hell he wants and it works.
A bit. It's a bit like Brock, isn't it?
Because, yeah, exactly.
Because Brock, to be fair, you know what I mean, he's perceived to be a bad guy, but he just gets cheered anyway and he gets, You know what I mean? He gets chanted all the Suplex City stuff. And as far as Braun, you know, again, he's perceived to be a bad guy, and especially in the feud between him and Roman, he was the one getting cheered and everything. So, yeah, it's one of them. Does it really make a difference whether he actually turns official face or not? I don't know, but the way they dealt with him, that was crazy, yo.
He's beating down and chucked him. In a dumpster.
Chucked him in the dumpster and took him away. You know what? Initially, when the dumpster turned up, I swore blind. I thought that was Roman Reigns driving that motherfucker. I thought the guy was going to kind of come out all of a sudden and try and even the odds up a bit more. Kurt was gone.
I thought Kurt Angle was in there initially.
Oh, you thought Kurt Angle was...
Yeah. I had images of him popping out the truck and you going, Kurt! Kurt!
Yo, that was me when I was watching it, man.
It was great. There's just so many stories being told, like Kane turning on Strowman, choke slamming him through the stage, dropping chairs on him. Strowman still getting up.
Kane
looked at him like, what the hell?
I like this. As far as Kane, as far as my hero Kane, do you think this is his last run? The way Kane's going on now, I think it might be his last run, you know.
Yeah, quite possibly he could finish up at Mania. I mean, he's had an amazing career. Obviously, his next step now is in politics. That's why he's been off TV for the best part of a year.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. So, probably, I'd expect so. I mean, he doesn't need to be wrestling anymore. You know, he's got a new career lined up. Obviously, he's a very wealthy guy.
Yeah.
I'd like him to stick around, you know, behind the scenes.
I think he will.
Down at NXT, I think he'd have a lot to teach the bigger guys down there. But I don't think there's much need for him to be on TV anymore. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not enjoying what he's doing at the minute, because I think, you know, the last 7 days he's been flipping brilliant.
Serious? Absolutely.
You know, he's had a massive impact in everything he's done. You know, everything has been spot on. He didn't look out of place in the ring whatsoever. But, you know, I don't think there's a need for him to be on TV anymore. I think one last run, and I think he's had an excellent Hall of Fame career.
Yeah. I gotta agree with that, man. I think that's what's going on, man. I mean, they're making Kane go like full steam ahead with this monster thing right now. You know what I mean? No nonsense. You know what I mean? Just going there, man. Chokeslam, man. Tombstone, and it's good that he's he doesn't. You know what? Braun Strowman doesn't even need the help. He doesn't even need to be put over by Kane, really, as like the next future monster kind of thing. He doesn't even really need that, but I suppose in Kane's mind, and maybe Crazy's mind, it will be like another great feud left within Kane and Strowman. I think that's what...
Well, yeah. Yeah, so I guess he's had the mini feud with Big Show as well to help get him over as the next big monster. So completely go with what you're saying. I mean, it's not as if Strowman needs it, but at the same time, they could both put on some really good matches. So I'm not opposed to seeing them go at it, having a proper slugfest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And again, the way Kane's going, Kane could go for another year or two. The way he moves around and everything. It's not like, you know, it's not like his older brother.
On his last legs.
Yeah. When you know, you can tell that, yo, dude's gotta go. He's gotta go. You know what I mean? This guy looks like he could still go for another 2 years. The way... Nah, man. I'm really looking forward to that going forward. I mean, I thought that would be like Kane versus Roman. That might be still another feud waiting to happen somewhere down the road. Maybe before the year is done. I don't know.
That's why we love wrestling.
Yeah. We don't know. Yeah. I mean, trust me. You know, you're sensational, Joe, our favourite wrestling lady, first lady. She's not able to come on the show this week. Skype problems. You know, that is a bitch. The evil one, the sadistic one, the heinous one, Shad. You know what I mean? He's working late. That means he's cheating on somebody. Even after always having more, kind of like dealing with Nia Jax, something like that he's doing. You know what I mean?
I think he's definitely out with Nia Jax.
He's gotta be, because that girl has not been the same since he started his shows on Mod on Radio. I don't know about you, Zero Killer, but ever since his Cotton One show on Mod on Radio, Nia Jax has started to dress more revealing, even in her wrestling attire. She's been taking.
That's because she listens to his desires.
Yes, she must be listening to him on the radio. She's following him on the Twitter, and suddenly she's not even on TV.
But has she started listening to his show?
He's showing Mod on Radio on the Cotton One show. This is what I'm saying. Ever since that show dropped, right? Nia Jax has been acting strangely. You know what I mean? Like, something not right going on. And I've checked Nia Jax's Twitter itself as well. She doesn't follow many people. But Shad's one of them.
Follow Shad.
You wait till you wait till we catch up with Shad. Hey. You might have to think about getting a new suit, you know, just in case another wedding looms in the next couple of years. You know, you never know.
That would be amazing.
Hey, yo, enough of all that shit, man. We've got to keep it moving. You know, this is still an hour show. You know, I mean, we've got to give our shout-outs to Shad and Joe and Wardle. What else in the TLC?
AJ Styles and Finn Balor.
That's a bomb drop right there, man. Drop the bomb.
AJ Styles, the man of the moment. What a guy. And has a great match with Finn Balor. Really, really good match. Loved it.
That dude! Let me tell you something, right? This brings me to this. I was going to bring it up later, but no, I want to bring it up now. Alright? AJ Styles. Should he be the guy? I'm seeing this over social media right now. You know what I mean? People are like, AJ Styles should be the man to run the company, the face that runs the place. Vince McMahon, AJ Styles is your guy. That's the guy. Do you agree with that statement, Matt? Should it be him instead of Double R?
Probably not long term, because Styles, is he 40 now, Styles?
He's going for 40 if he's not 40 already.
Yeah, but I think for the here and now, Jesus Christ, push him to the bloody moon. The fans love him. He's got a fantastic style. He can brawl. He can wrestle any kind of match.
Yeah.
Improved on the mic since he's been in the WWE.
Yeah.
There is not one negative with him. You know, he's
no.
a safe worker. He doesn't get injured. His
no.
work rate's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Honestly, give him anything and everything he wants, because when you've got talent like that, he should definitely be the holder of the world title on SmackDown, not Jinder fucking Mahal. Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Like, when you've got that ridiculous level of talent, work ethic, charisma, take us on a different subject.
No, I'm going to mirror what you said, minus the Jinder Mahal part. Should he be the man? Should he be the true face of the company? Well, the Grad says this. Yes. If AJ Styles was 10 years younger. I'm sorry, wrestling fans. I'm sorry, guys. You know what I mean?
They should have signed him 10 years ago, let's be honest.
Yeah. I don't know if he actually tried to come to the WWE to begin with, like earlier on or whatever. I know he did have a tryout or something. I know he appeared on Velocity so many years ago or whatever, but... Oh, man. 10 years ago, I'd say yes, absolutely. But they already had, you know, 10 years ago, they already had their guy in John Cena.
Yeah, but imagine the feuds we could have had over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
AJ Styles versus Kurt Angle. AJ Styles versus Shawn Michaels. AJ
Styles
versus Triple
B. Yeah. I mean, technically, AJ Styles versus Triple T could still happen, technically. But if you're talking 10 years ago, then I could. Yeah? AJ Styles versus Edge.
Yeah, over the last 10 years. The Undertaker.
Yeah?
Brock.
Yeah? I mean, yeah, you already have AJ Styles versus Kurt in, like, in the TNA, but like on a bit, but on a bigger platform like WWE, man.
That's what I mean. Just. They
man!
They could have made so many more millions if they'd have had him a decade ago. But yeah, like, he's just the absolute man right now, and obviously MVP of the week, which we'll get to shortly.
Yeah,
but.
I will say without a doubt, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to be a fan of the guy. I'm not a fan of the guy at all. But AJ Styles versus CM Punk on a WWE platform? You crazy? Holy smokes! And this is coming from me. I'm not even a guy who loves pure wrestling action. I'm a guy who likes to see steel chairs and tables and that is. I like to see rockers. I'm a rockers guy. I'll tell you that straight. Rockers guy. But when you talk about on a pure like wrestling contest on a performance level like that, oh man. AJ Styles 10 years ago, Lord. But then you gotta think of things like the, you know, like the Bullet Club and all that stuff. Would that have existed? Don't know.
Well, is it Finn Balor who? I know AJ Styles started it, didn't he?
I'm not even 100% sure. That I mean, let us know on all our social media at Jams Podcast. You know what I mean? Who started the Bullet Club? Like, who's the true founder of that shit, man? Word up, man, because why? Whether that the Bullet Club itself would have existed in the WWE, I don't know. Like, true say, the WWE changed its landscape, went from TV-14 to TV-PG in, like, mid-2008. Would the Bullet Club still have existed in WWE in that? Because I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, true say, you know, true say, already had John Cena as their guy, right? And we all know he buried off the Nexus. Yeah, I mean, there's no secret about that. You buried off the Nexus.
There's no getting away from that.
No getting away from it, I mean. So, I don't. It's one of them things, man. Just one of them things. But, like, as a standalone performer, you think about all them feuds, you know, who we just mentioned, like, the likes of Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, CM Punk, all them guys, like, back. And then going into now. Boy, you know what? Fuck that. AJ Styles, dude, make sure you get in the Hall of Fame. Make sure you get in there 10 years from now. Make sure you're in there, man. Oh, boy. But right now, what that dude's doing, he didn't have to do. You know what I mean? The court AJ Styles says, yo, or the court SmackDown says, yo, we need to borrow one of you guys for our show. They didn't have to do. You know how much talent they got on Raw and had to call a SmackDown somebody to make it happen?
It says a lot about the caliber of AJ Styles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. Well, mentioning Raw, I absolutely loved it. I wasn't expecting them to start building towards Survivor Series so quick, but absolutely brilliant the way they just went straight into that. You know, announcing the matches and Shane McMahon, SmackDown coming out, beating the crap out of everyone at Raw.
That was then incredible.
All the little Twitter videos everyone's been putting up at the New Day and whatnot. Oh,
that
fantastic.
That was incredible. And the crazy thing about that was I couldn't even watch it live. I was watching the first, like, say, half an hour of it live, and I had to find my bed. I had to go to the hospital in the morning and shit, right? But, like, I caught up, and all I seen when I turned on my Facebook in the morning, hashtag Under Siege. I thought, hey, Under Siege? Oh, what is? That's a film, ain't it? Steven Seagal and shit. What's here? But then, what me see? I was like, oh, shit! That's a Survivor Series story right there. Now, essentially recreating what happened in 2005. Towards the Survivor Series, to me,
which I really enjoyed that.
Right now, that the 2005 story. I brought this up before. The story leading up to the 2005 Survivor Series was absolutely incredible. You know what I mean? And I couldn't even watch at the time. I don't think I had cable at the time or whatever. And I was like, oh, shit. You know, this Raw versus SmackDown shit's gone out of hand. It's spilled out into the parking lot. People, you know what I mean? And bear rockers all over the place. It looked like, the storyline looked like, yeah, that there was no wrestling matches at all. It was a straight ruckus and riot and everything, leading up to the Survivor.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was so well done.
Yeah.
So well done.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
You know, I think they're going to go the same sort of thing this time around. And I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I thought, you know, Ambrose, Rollins and Styles against the Bar and the Bar and the Miz, really good.
Yeah.
Really good Raw match. I thought Kane smashing up Finn Balor, I liked
it. Oh, that was crazy!
Considering Balor's just went over clean on AJ Styles, putting Kane over strong, building him back up the thing, it doesn't hurt Finn Balor because he's facing the guy a foot taller than him.
Well, to that, Greg, yeah.
He's alright.
Yeah. To that, Greg says this, Finn Balor, you didn't need to put on the demon makeup against AJ Styles. I mean, don't get me wrong, I get it. It's pay-per-view and all that, I get it. It's great. But maybe you should have put the demon paint on against Kane. You had no chance. Pre-talk slams, I was like, oh, shit. Holy smokes, like, oh, my God. To the point where Finn Balor, I didn't even feel sorry for him. I was like, Kane, leave him alone. That's enough.
I felt sorry for him after the third choke slam.
No. Fantastic. Well done, Kane. Bravo. Bravo, Kane. Oh, shit. Where did it, man? And then Kane's on it like, well, I'm the original monster around here. Me's the first. I mean, only monster around here on Raw. So I was like, oh shit. So if they do this storyline right with the monster versus monster and break, and I thought about it and I thought, you know what? Kane is right. Braun Strowman has done some wild shit. He's pushed over ambulances. He's thrown tables on people. He's done keep ups. He's thrown not even steel chairs, those proper announced chairs.
Office chairs.
He's done all that shit, man. He's like Rostron. You know what I mean? Roman Reigns backed him into the truck and mashed up the truck, and he walked away from it. All that was wild, yo. But Strowman, what you haven't done, you haven't tombstoned a priest. You haven't tombstoned the wife of the company. You haven't set people on fire.
You haven't electrocuted Shane McMahon's testicles.
You ain't done none of that shit yet. Oh, and according to Triple H, you didn't have sex with a corpse. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. Kane, the original monster. Oh, yeah, didn't you impregnate Lita in the storyline? Oh, my God. Ron, you got a long way to go.
Long way to go, Braun.
Braun got a long way to go. I do see it as Kane passing the torch down still. I mean, Kane's passed the torch to monsters before, like Umaga, and who was that other one with the yellow teeth? And he just keeps saying, that's him. It's not my fault. Kane's done all that, man, but you know, this is another torch he's going to pass on to. And I'm looking forward to it, man. Word up, man. I can't wait. Whether it's Survivor Series, next week on Raw, whatever. I can't wait for that shit, man. Word up, man. And going back to the Survivor Series storyline, what I love about this year as opposed to 2005, the women are getting in there
women.
As well.
I like the fact that they went and did the beatdown as a troop. The women were there with the men, like,
yeah!
I saw Charlotte laying the boots in on some of the men. I thought it was really funny. Becky Lynch and Charlotte just, you know, hitting everything that moved.
You sure it was Charlotte? I thought Charlotte wasn't there, you know?
I thought I saw Charlotte. I might be wrong, but I know Becky Lynch was there, Natalia was there.
Well, Becky Lynch was definitely there, and Natalia, shout out to Natalia. Natalia was definitely there. You know what I mean? Wrestling fans, they screenshotted it. You know what I mean? Paused the shit. And what? I don't know if you've seen the picture, Matt. it looked like...
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so it looked like Natalya had a hand on Zack Ryder's balls.
It did. I wonder if that was an accident.
I don't know, man, because that TJ dude, he's weak, man. I mean, Total Divas only shows you so much, but I don't know. Zack Ryder's... Yo! Zack Ryder, he upgraded, man. Go on, Zack! I'm not even a fan of Zack Ryder, man, but that was great! Zack, I wouldn't let Natalya get away with that, you know. I would not let her get away. No woman grabs my things and gets away with it. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's true. I like how the women got in there and fight and everything. And then on SmackDown, you know what I mean? Either Kurt Angle used his free eyes and didn't even attempt to go to SmackDown, or, you know what I mean, Shane knew that that role would come for them, and he sent for the security to guard the entire building.
I think Kurt will take a week to plan it out, but again, SmackDown was a solid show. Again, heavy build for Survivor Series. Kevin Owens and the
Sami Zayn,
really funny. Liked it. I liked how Owens came down to try and screw Orton, but ended up fucking it up.
Oh no!
I like that, because you know now that Owens and Zayn are going to have a big part to play at Survivor Series, but we just don't know how,
yeah,
or where, or when. You know they're going to feature heavily in Survivor Series, but I'm not sure how.
Yeah.
No, you had Baron Corbin and Sin Cara putting a decent match, decent bit of storyline, and then blow, end of days on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely just wasted him. You had AJ Styles just dumpstering one of the things, which I thought was beautiful.
That's a really nice side story as well, you know, going forward, you know what I mean? Because,
yeah, exactly. SmackDown, it wasn't outstanding, but it did everything it needed to do on the back of Raw.
Yeah. It was one of those ones where I kind of wanted Raw to retaliate and come down and cause ruckus, but at the same time, I kind of knew that Shane McMahon would be prepared and be like, well, we already went to Raw and brought them up. We better tighten our security and shit.
Well, yeah, the problem of having Raw come down last night and SmackDown, like, where do you go with the feud from there? Like, you did that on the go-home show. You ended that 4 weeks away.
Yeah.
You need to give it time to build, otherwise you go, well, where the hell do we go from here?
Yeah, because you know Kurt Angle, you've got to be planning something. You got to do it right. You know what I mean? You got to do that right, man. So, as I say, three eyes, integrity, intensity, and intelligence. That Kurt Angle right there. I mean, when I seen the guys that grabbed Kurt and then forced him down back to the ring where Shane was, I was like, no, not that Kurt! I'm just a Kurt! No! Yeah, Kurt, he actually looked afraid. Kurt Angle looked afraid, man. Like, oh shit!
He was surrounded by about 15 people.
I felt sorry for him. The 2006 Kurt Angle wouldn't have gave a fuck. He would be belly to belly people for drugs. He'd be German suplexing people for drugs. He'd be breaking motherfuckers' ankles. All sorts of shit. The 2006 Kurt Angle would not give a fuck. The 2017 Kurt Angle, look, he was afraid for his life. He looked like he was minutes away from pissing himself.
Who grabbed him? It was Rusev and...
Baron Corbin.
Corbin, yeah.
And I was like, don't hurt Kurt! Oh my gosh! Yeah, I thought Shane was gonna slap a Kurt or something. The way that was happening, I thought, oh shit! Wow! Bravo, guys! Bravo! You know what I mean? Other side things before we go on to the MVP of the week and all that, man. As far as the ladies, check this. Alicia Fox is the Raw Women's Captain for their team, Survivor Series team. What for the team? I actually like that idea?
In fairness, character-wise, she's the best she's ever been in the last few weeks. It's quite funny to watch her be a bit mental and frustrated and whatnot, but in terms of wrestling ability, they might as well have just got a cardboard cutout.
Oh, shit. Alicia Fox, the team captain, though, man.
Fair play to those. They've got a lot of options to run with it, so, you know, fair enough. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, fair play. They haven't gone for something predictable. Just see how it goes, man. I mean, you know, like I say, we've got a lot of build still for Survivor Series, so plenty of things can change between now and then.
Well, it's not a prediction show, but calling it now, Alicia Fox is going to be the first one eliminated, and she's going to go off in a strop.
She's going to lose her shit.
She's going to lose her shit, and it's going to be the funniest shit as well, man. On the SmackDown Ladies team, Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is the captain. Becky.
I like that.
Becky. Oh my. That girl. That girl earned my maximum respect this week. You know what I mean? Like, again, it was another thing that wrestling fans did. They screenshotted it and made a GIF or a GIF or whatever you want to call it, a GIF out of it. And she was there doing the W symbol, as in, well, to me, it looks like the Wu-Tang symbol. To her, it could be something else entirely. But to me, that was the Wu-Tang symbol when they invaded Raw and everything. And I was like, oh, shit! No way! Go on, girl! Becky Lynch, the women's captain. For that reason alone, I wanted Becky to be the captain. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have minded if Charlotte or Naomi got the spot either. That doesn't matter to me. But Becky Lynch, the Team SmackDown all the way, baby. Team SmackDown. As far as women anyway. Team SmackDown. Because Raw's going to win one.
It'd be very interesting to see how they work it. Because normally they play it as Raw's the A show. But then normally Survivor Series, SmackDown wins the most matches. Even when they had Cyber Sunday or Cyber Tuesday.
Yeah. And Dragon Rights and all that. Yeah.
SmackDown would always come out on top. Because otherwise it would look like Raw's getting SmackDown's getting squashed because Raw's the A show.
Yeah,
but SmackDown always comes out on top overall, so it'd be interesting where they go with it. But talking of SmackDown, obviously we've got to talk about the sort of less interesting bits, you know, the WWE champion, Jinder Mahal. he's lost leave of his senses and challenged Brock Lesnar. What has he been smoking?
It can't be what Shanti's smoking, I can say that. It's gotta be that crap music!
What is wrong with Jinder? He's only winning matches because of the Singh brothers. Now he's gonna go against Brock. The horrible thing is, the only way of booking this properly is for Brock to win it in about 30 seconds. Yeah, if it goes longer than about 10 minutes, I'd be even more frustrated. Because think of all the really good wrestlers who have been beaten less than 10 minutes by Lesnar. Then you've got this fucking walking comedy act, Jinder Mahal, who lost to Finn Balor in about 2.5 minutes early this year. And I can see them having Jinder win, that's the horrible thing. I can genuinely see that having Jinder win, because for whatever reason, he just doesn't lose at the minute.
Jinder, oh man. I'll be.
If he beats Lesnar, I'm done.
I'm telling you now, right? I'm telling you now. Jinder Mahal, dude, is not winning that match, man. Anything could happen in the World Wrestling Federation. If dude was to win, I can't lie to you, I will laugh my head off, because that's the sort of person I am. You know what I mean? I will laugh. I'm like, oh shit, it will be an Undertaker 21-1 moment. Maybe they might be going for that, you don't know. They might be going for that Undertaker 21-1 moment, I don't know. A pin can drop, I'm like, holy shit. I would not put it past Vincent Kennedy, I would not put it past him, but I don't know, man, if the path to WrestleMania means Brock versus Roman Reigns, I cannot see Brock losing this match at all. Even Brock Lesnar is laughing about it. You know what I mean?
Brock, should win it in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Poor Heyman!
It should be a repeat of when, basically, it should be a repeat of when Brock Lesnar faced Kofi Kingston at the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah.
It should smash him in about 90 seconds and then have, instead of obviously having the New Day come out, have the Steam Brothers come down and just eat F5s.
That's how it should be. Got me. Brock Lesnar.
It should be just a demolition job.
Brock Lesnar's just laughing, you know. Like, poor Heyman's promo was gold, as it always is. Poor Heyman. You know what I mean? It's true. Jinder, you are not his counterpart. You are not his equal. You're nothing. Nothing. You have two men help you, right? Just about beat Strong Style and Randy Orton's, and you think you're the big He-Man?
I'd like to see there be a handicap match at Survivor Series, the Singh Brothers versus Paul Heyman, and have Paul Heyman squash them.
Fuck that! They might as well, Jinder, you might as well get your Singh Brothers, you might as well send for the Great Khali, have the four of you go up against Brock Lesnar, and you still killed. You might as well! This is his best chance of beating him!
That must be Brock. German suplex, Carlo.
It would be the greatest thing you've ever seen!
It would be awesome.
Jinder, just send for your whole tribe. Send for the, you know what I mean? Send for the Iron Sheik if you have to. Send for Tiger Ali Singh. You know what I mean? Draw your 1.3 billion people who support you and get in our room with Brock Lesnar. It's your best chance! God bless Jinder Mahal. I'm sorry, the mangy joke.
I forget you the fucking joke. You belong to the bottom of the card in 3-man band. No.
You want Drew McIntyre? He's the NXT champion. He's not doing too bad.
He's Slater's got kids! He's Slater's actually entertaining. When was the last time Jinder put a good match on? I haven't put one good match on since he's been champion. Do you not remember when it was him and five other people going to beat down Kane? Undertaker came out. Okay, to smash the shit out of all six of them in about a minute and a half.
Oh yeah, remember that?
And now this guy's WWE champion. I'm ranking this guy, early this year, lost to Finn Balor.
No!
2.5 minutes. Next week, lost to fucking Sami Zayn, who, up until about a few weeks ago, not being pushed at all. Like, he was losing the guy's half his size in about 3 or 4 minutes. And now he's pinned Shinsuke Nakamura twice. Fuck off, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? You've got one of the greatest talents of all time, Shinsuke Nakamura. Easiest person to book in the world. Just have him fucking dominate everybody every few weeks. And you've had him lose to Jinder fucking Heyman Van der Haar. Right. How have you got this so fucking senile old bastard? Oh my god.
I love it! You see, this is the problem. You know what I mean? Every time you or Shad or Joe or Wardle or whoever, you rant on about Jinder Mahal, the more you hate on him, it's the more I love him. Jinder Mahal! Jinder Mahal! Oh my god. The 50th World Wrestling Federation champ. Alright, I'll shut up now. I'll shut up. We've got like, I don't know, 20 minutes left in this program. I'm gonna keep it moving. Alright. I'm sorry. MVP of the week. Man, I'm gonna let you calm down a little bit before you give your answer. I believe it's AJ Styles anyway, but
you should probably go first while I cool off.
Yeah, I believe so too. MVP of the week. My God, I could have said Kane. I could have said Becky Lynch. I could have said the New Day. Right, the New Day, you know what I mean, in the car, going on from Raw, right, it might as well be on Ride Along, and they put on Old Dirty Bastard, shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, and they're singing that, Right, taking the piss out of Raw. That was the best. I was rolling. Fair shout out.
When Big E said we wouldn't want that baby.
Yeah. That's the one. Oh, you give a massive shout out to King Vaughn Jr. You know what I mean? On the Soul and Sports side of BDSIR Network. You're the one who tagged me in it on Twitter. And I was in stitches. I was laughing. I was like, oh shit. They used the wounds. I felt good. But that New Day could have got the MVP. Becky Lynch could have got the MVP. There's a lot of people who could have got the MVP. Kurt Angle himself could have got the MVP. He didn't have to take that match. They asked him to do a match and he got straight into a TLC jumper. He didn't have to do that, but he did. Wow. Who else could have got it? There's so many people this week, I'm sorry, but those are the guys on the top of my head I said I could have got it. But none compared to AJ Styles. AJ Styles, man. As we've mentioned before, right, I think he did house shows prior to that as well. And of course,
absolutely phenomenal from AJ Styles the past few days. He's been ridiculous. Absolutely MVP. The guy has put in one hell of a shift for WWE this week.
Yeah? Man put in overtime for your asses. Give this motherfucker the top. I'm telling you now, you know what I mean? The only thing is, come to Survivor Series, they might give AJ Styles a title shot against Jinder Mahal before the Survivor Series, and then AJ Styles win. Because he's champion versus champion for every match, near enough, isn't it, on the Survivor Series? You know what I mean? Tag team versus...
I believe so, yeah.
Right, yeah. The women's champion on each brand are going to face each other. The tag team champions on each brand are going to face each other. And the main champions of each brand are going to face each other, right? It could wind up being AJ Styles at the last minute. Remember, people, if TLC, if that pay-per-view taught you anything, card subject to change. Okay? That's why I'm telling you now, that's why this show's called STFU. Shut the fuck up! Because you could be there complaining on the internet about Jinder Mahal this, Jinder Mahal that, with the exception of you, Matt, because when you rant, it's funny, it's great. But when you're doing it on the internet, you don't know what's going to happen between now and Survivor Series. You know what I mean? You've already had AJ Styles beat down the one thing, brother. Next week he's going to fight the other thing, brother. Who's to know he could fight Jinder Mahal himself on the third week on the Go Home show just before Survivor Series and beats Jinder? Changes everything, brethren. Changes everything. It's champion versus champion. You know what I mean? Hell, how do we know that's not the storyline going forward? It's going to be AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar all along. And it just made us think it's going to be Jinder Mahal. You don't know.
That'd be amazing.
You don't know. You know what I mean? No, who would have known that Finn Balor was gonna face AJ Styles last minute? We thought we was gonna get some fat guy in wearing women's tights, putting over his head, saying he's gonna be Sister Abigail. We didn't get that shit. You know what I mean? Card subject to change. You have to remember that, people. You know what I mean? Don't be so quick to type in your so many 160 characters and shit. AJ Styles, MVP of the week, and I take it exactly the same from you, Matt.
Yep.
There you go. You know what I mean? Shane McMahon, Road Dogg, whoever's in charge back there, give that motherfucker the World Wrestling Federation Championship. Give him the championship, man. You know what I mean? Just hand it to him. He ain't even got to wrestle a match. Just give him the motherfucking belt, man. Give him the shit. Strip Jinder Mahal of the belt because he don't defend it properly, his teeth, and just give it to AJ Styles and done. The man broke, he could have got injured at any point during that time, but no. And you know what I mean? And going back to what Aiden Wardle said about a year ago about James Ellsworth, remember that shit when the crowd was behind James Ellsworth and shit, and he nearly botched the move fighting AJ Styles, and AJ Styles had to like adjust the Styles Clash at the last second?
Caught him, well, changed direction in midair.
Yeah.
Caught him and saved him from breaking his neck.
Right.
That is mad.
All them things, you know what I mean? All them things, man. Sort it out, SmackDown, man. Sort it out. Don't get me wrong. I laughed my head off when Matt and Shad and whoever else they rant on about Jinder Mahal, but this motherfucker, give him the title, man. Give him the title now. Damn. Give him the title. Bitch of the week, serial killer, or do you want me to go first?
I'm going to ask you to go first this time.
Uh-oh, here come the hammer. Bitch of the week. I was going to award it to one of the Singh brothers who lost to AJ Styles this week on SmackDown. I was going to give it to him, but no. I'm going to give the bitch of the week to TJ, a.k.a. Cody King. Yes, you get the bitch of the week this week. On Big Big TV, right, Natalya seemingly is grabbing Zack Ryder's balls and giving it a good feel before she beats up the women of the Raw division, right? She gives it a good feel, you know, according to wrestling fans. That's been made viral, put all over Facebook, all over Twitter. You know what I mean? You got some explaining to do. You know what I mean? She has to do that on big, big primetime TV. You know what I mean? Not even on WWE Superstars, you know. Not on a random show on the network. None of that shit. She did it on Monday Night Raw on the flagship show. DJ, you're a bitch.
In front of the millions.
And millions of viewers around the world. And a capacity crowd going wild, going crazy. See, that scene right there, the whole on-the-scene shit. Don't you wish that Jim Ross was there calling the action? That was a Jim Ross moment right there.
It definitely was.
Oh, man. That's one of the things I'd love to ask Jim Ross. I'd say, yo, Jim, JR, if there was like a moment in wrestling, like, right, like of this era now, that you wished you called. Obviously, you can't call it for whatever reason, but you wish you call like a moment, not a wrestling match, you know, a moment, you know what I mean? Like the Under Siege shit, what would it be and why? JR, I'm calling out to you, man. Don't let me have to call you out on Twitter. Don't let me have to tweet you, you know. Holy shit. TJ, Tyson Kidd, whatever he wants to call himself, he's a bitch of the week, man. Let his wife feel the next man's balls on TV. Lord have mercy. You're not giving her that good loving, man. Holy smokes. I saw him on Total Divas and shit a few seasons ago, just watching wrestling. I seen Natalya come out in her lingerie and shit, and man ignored her ass. I couldn't believe it. You think that was me that would have happened? You mad? You crazy? Yo, serial killer, bitch of the week.
It's a tough one. If it wasn't for TLC, that's say Kurt Angle for the way he just got ruined on Raw. Bossy at TLC, he was a boss. I want to say Miz to a degree, because he made a bitch on Sunday. Made like a bitch again Monday.
That was the sweetest. Oh man, that was one of the sweetest victories. Oh man. That's gonna be, if I could compile a top 5 sweetest victories, that's gonna be in the top 5 somewhere. Maybe not number 1, because that goes to The Rock winning the title against Triple H at Backlash 2000. That to me was the sweetest victory. I don't business what anyone says. That, oh god, I was on cloud 9 when that happened. But this, when The Miz got beat down like that, oh man, that was beautiful. That was, oh my god, hell yeah, then The Miz, he deserves the bitch of the week. Side note, before we got to get in the chair award, I looked at Alexa Bliss really good, like when she was dropping a promo about no one cared about her match against Mickey James and shit, you know, because everyone was talking about AJ Styles and Finn Balor, and I looked at you good, Alexa, you're ugly, man. I've seen the amount of makeup and foundation you got on your face and shit. Oh my god. Imagine having sex with her, making great love to her, and then you wake up the next morning and you see the real Alexa Bliss. Oh my god. Great body, please. I'm sorry, I just don't like the bitch. Get in the chair award. Oh my gosh.
Take it away, Mr. Grant.
Oh lord god. This goes out to a one Jeff Jarrett. Suddenly, Impact Wrestling terminates business relationship with Jeff Jarrett and Global Force Entertainment. When asked for comments about his termination, Jarrett responded to WrestleZone with the following: Anthem is out of money. Shame on you. Now, let me get this right so I can understand this, man. Jeff Jarrett, wasn't he like the founder of TNA or something? And they parted ways once already. This is before Dizzy Carter got involved. I'm sure Jeff Jarrett was the founder and shit. How embarrassing. Not once, but twice.
It's just TNA though, it's just a state.
Hell! These, I swear, TNA man, Impact Wrestling, these guys, they must have more lives than a cat for real, man. But the thing is, let me tell you something about TNA, right? A part of me, I said it before on the show, I'll say it again, TNA, I want them to thrive, I want them to succeed, because we want the WWE at their best. But it doesn't look like it's going to go that way, because ROH, Ring of Honor, looks like they're going to be the next one up. You know what I mean? Been calling the McMahons out to their show, all sorts of shit, and Bullet Club trying to invade Raw's parking lot or whatever it was, I don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe ROH may become WWE's competition in years to come, I don't know, man. But TNA, man. You know what? Can you imagine if TNA closed its doors? What would, you know what I mean, the impact on the internet wrestling community? Can you imagine that shit?
Well, I guess everyone would just split. Half of the TNA roster would just go to NXT, the other half would just go to New Japan or Ring of Honor.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the fans now. You know what I mean? The fans would, I mean, half the fans would be laughing their heads off. You know what I mean? The other half would be like, oh, dude, these guys had jobs and this and that, and you are cruel for wishing this and where, and this and the third, and
it's a bit of both, really. I mean, you struggle to have sympathy for TNA because it's been horrifically run for fucking years, and no one's thought about changing the way it's run. But on the other side, yeah, like, people have got families and jobs, and it would be horrible if any of them were to lose their jobs, you know. Double-edged sword.
There you go, yeah. There you go. But they locked off Jeff Jarrett again. How embarrassing. That's embarrassing, man. What the? And Global Force, has that even taken off? Look, don't even answer that. You know what I mean? Don't even answer that, man. Jeff Jarrett, man, you go in a chair, man. You're such a fool. I mean, I didn't like that motherfucker when he was in WWE anyway, man. I mean, even before Stone Cold Steve Austin used to give him a stunner. You know what I mean? Even before the days when he used to run around with Debra. You know what I mean? Before the Attitude Era. Jeff Jarrett from day one, I mean, not like you. I mean, still not like you. Get in your chair! You're so proud. Oh, shit. Yo! Big things are going on, man. Big things are going on. Wrestling is crazy exciting right now, man. I mean, they got some Survivor Series. You know what I mean? Even with a seemingly Jinder Mahal versus Brock Lesnar, because that shit is funny as fuck, man. You know, if AJ Styles beats Jinder, yeah, I still want Brock Lesnar to go after Jinder Mahal and brock him up anyway.
Oh yeah, that'd be amazing.
Just do it anyway, Brock. Brock him up.
Just because he can.
Just because he can. Brock him up. Suplex City, F5 City, and it's a hospital. He's caught too many crimes. Yo, BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. Our time is up. Me and Serial Killer have to get out of here. And next week, hopefully, all be well. Touch wood and all that good stuff. We will have Shadow Farmer and Joe back on the show. You know what I mean? That's the way it goes right now. Joe's back through Skype and all that, but hey. I understand, I feel her pain, man. Yo, wrestling's been off the hook and she can't even speak about it. That's bad. Yo, we're out of that shit. Yo, check us next week, man. Same time, same motherfucker station. Follow us on all our social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do, people. Alright, we're out of this shit. It's over.